This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Look at this guy. What the hell happened to his eye? He looks insane.
Omen.
I will tell my son this. You better make sure she comes.
Ghost.
It's like going back to Compton's with a Tomb Raider.
Austin Dash.
He eats you alive. Have you not seen Mermaid?
Andrea.
He called her over to use her body to masturbate himself.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and TheMBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
Yeah, what is going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. We're a little rusty here tonight. We are here live in studio in the ROC. Baby, you're with us as well. You can always, you know, give us a ringy-ding-ding. You know what that means? Give us a call. 855-M-BOMB-19. It's 855-622-5619.
Have fun today, boys.
Oh, look at him already. Smoothly.
I was just going to say that, too.
Hit them reacts, please. That actually helps us with the, you know, all that other fun stuff with engagement and all that. And, of course, if you haven't already, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, like, hit the bell for all the good times, for all the times we, you know, upload some new content and all that.
They flew today.
Well, we are here. We're doing this thing live. It's been forever, boys.
It's been a minute.
God. I feel like... I almost forgot. This feels all new to me again.
Right?
Yeah, as you can tell, we were a little rusty already in the beginning. I forgot to turn the microphones on before I even started talking.
We just lost like 100 audience. Just right there.
They're gone.
We had some type of issue with Facebook. I'm not sure what the hell was going on with that. I don't know. It's a good question. And it's a sick question. You're a sick fuck, and I'm not sick enough to answer it. I'm going to leave.
There you go.
Just fucking leave. God, we have a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. Yes. And Jesus, we're already here. October tomorrow.
Yep.
Spooky season's upon us, boys and girls.
It is.
Yes. We are ready for this crap, I'm telling you.
Do we have fucking love it.
Do we have anyone that's live with us or no?
I don't know. I told you, like I said, Facebook was having problems, and it's been a while, and the algorithms are probably like, well, fuck you guys. You haven't been on in like fucking 3 years, so it's... So, I don't know. But I can tell you right now, you know, if you come to join us after the fact... You obviously know what's happening because you've already listened this far in. So
yeah, you know what's up.
You know what's happening. You know what's going on. Andrea will not be on for a while because she's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, she does.
And she's got spooky season going on. So she does the haunted houses and stuff. And
ooh.
We may or may not have something going on this coming few weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. I think Omen's excited for it too.
He's
ready to go.
I'm excited.
I think I bought. What was, the place that she's at?
Is it Haunted Manor?
Nightmare Manor.
Yeah, yes. Talk slut.
Yeah, that's okay. A talk slut.
I don't know because I bought tickets slut. To something last year and I can't remember if it was Haunted Manor or Nightmare Manor.
Nightmare Manor, I think
probably Nightmare Manor.
Yeah, more. I have those tickets. I saved the tickets. They're in my little ticket pouch.
Save
when I have like ticket stubs and stuff.
Oh no, I save all my ticket stubs.
Yeah,
everything.
I try to.
Yeah, depending.
Yeah,
I still have a pair of tickets to go see Perspectives at their one show that never happened because of COVID. We never got to go.
Ice something.
Yeah, I forget.
Ice Bridge.
No.
Ice Frostfest.
Yeah, Frostfest.
No, this is from like 3 years ago.
Oh, even older than that.
Yeah, this is, I'm talking like 2020, man. Yeah, I got them.
Just sell them.
Yeah, there's a show going on 3 years ago.
Wait, 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. Go see it. I got a time machine.
A time machine.
Yeah,
ready to go.
Put this. You put a belt on and it's got a watch on it.
Put on your work boots and your respirator. I had to pull a lot of strings to hire an 8 year old. That's Halloween, Danny. yeah,
but
so,
it's Christmas.
Now it's Halloween.
Now it's Halloween.
Well, we're getting there. It's Halloween for us all year round because that's just how we are.
Yes.
You know, You can grab the new hoodie, by the way. This is the Rated M hoodie. You can go grab that on the embalmeffect.com.
Rated
M. For embalm. Mature.
Man, I feel very out of place. Permission to go upstairs to grab a drink?
Jesus, what are you doing?
I forgot.
How the hell do you forget a drink here on the show? That's like the grand rule here. You have a drink.
You drink.
There has to be a punishment for that.
I think so. Right? Yeah, I have to get the stun gun, Austin?
I mean, I can handle it.
Now he's fine with it because he knows what it feels like.
Put your penis tip on the end of the gavel plat.
Please. Come on, let's.
It's a meat tenderizer, Austin. Yeah. Come on.
This gavel's going to be a meat tenderizer.
Hell no! Why do you guys want to be attacking on my junk, man?
I don't know.
I don't want to be attacking on your guys'.
Someone's got to beat your meat for you.
Yeah.
I do that on a daily basis.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Shots fired, too, I think. I mean, a little bit of shots fired. Yeah.
Well, shots fired.
A little
myself.
Shots fired, a little bop, 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 bop.
But I shot. Do you mind if I.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I shall return.
Yeah, go ahead. Ruin the show for us. Yep. It's fine. Yeah, all's good. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. It's just a show.
No one talk until Dashman gets back.
Could you imagine?
Damn. Can we put some elevator music on?
I don't have it in the system.
Damn it.
Probably copyright.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know.
There is a guy who makes that shit.
On purpose?
Yeah. Or a woman. I don't know.
On purpose?
Someone, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
There is a place out there who actually makes elevator music.
On purpose.
Yeah. Yes.
It's I guess it's kind of cool. I mean. You know, it's something different, right?
And hold music when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Sims asked real artists to revamp their songs in Sim language.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No, she was telling me about that.
Right. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of almost the same thing. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
They made up a whole.
Something keeps popping up. And
I said not to talk.
What is going on?
Wait.
Do you see that?
No.
System software crash.
I don't know. Something's going on. You see, the software, it keeps opening up, and it keeps messing me up, because every time I go to switch the cameras, that right there, what is that?
Why is that, Bob?
I don't know. I don't like it. It's making me mad.
Can you click off of it every time?
You have to, because otherwise, watch. Now I can't switch the cameras. Wow. I don't know. I'm a little agitated about that.
Apparently, the algorithm has definitely changed somehow.
No, it's just the computer hasn't been turned on in almost a month. So
why would it do that, though?
I don't know why it would do that. Omen.
I actually kind of wanted to try this.
I don't know why anything happens. Why is the fucking sky blue? Why am I wearing sunglasses in a dark
lit room? Reflected sunlight. The earth is covered by a glass dome reflecting off of the water.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Copyright. It's fucking over, dude. We're done.
We're done.
That's why we've been off this whole time, because we got a copyright strike. And we were actually in court.
Both of you were wearing sunglasses.
We were actually in court. That's why we were not on the show for a while. We were doing a very hard.
That's what it was.
A lot of copyright.
We had copyright issues with the TV with our show.
Yeah.
And we were all in court.
Yeah.
Now we're trying
cool
to get
guys
Disney
don't
afterwards.
Deal with explosions.
So, we obviously lost that case and had to spend some money.
And we have a pretty big bill. So now we're going to have a GoFundMe page for the M-Bomb Effect.
Help.
We are in debt for $90 trillion.
$90 trillion. It's even worse than the fucking
debt. We hit so many copyright laws.
So many copyright laws, but here we are. We're still doing this.
We went to the place that had all the copyrights, and they said it, and they gave us the book about it, and then we just did it anyways.
Yeah. We broke all of them.
We went through the whole book.
The whole book.
Yeah.
And then they threw the book at us.
Yes.
They did.
So.
And then we broke all of those rules.
Yes.
As a Guinness World Book of Record.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens. That's the whole fucking point, is to break rules, break legends, break everything.
Is there
like a Guinness World Book record of laws broken by someone?
Is there?
Can find out.
I don't know.
I'm looking at the debt clock right now.
You're looking at the debt clock. What's that look like?
Is still
Jesus Christ.
$33 trillion.
Oh my God. That's okay. That's
has it gone up or down?
We'll fit the bill.
No, it's constantly going up.
We'll fit the bill.
It never goes down.
It never goes down. It always goes up.
No.
It's okay.
There's like 100 set of numbers right here. Like defense and war, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
I'm trying to fix this stupid. I don't know why this desktop window keeps popping up, and it's just not making sense.
It is a little.
I guarantee I know why. It's because I see it. It wants an update, and I don't want to give the. Yeah, I just.
Oh,
I
didn't, that could be why.
The computer's like, I haven't.
It wants
been
to take
on.
10 years to do it.
Well, I'm not doing that though. We're on the show. We're live now. We're streaming. We're broadcast.
We'll do it live.
So we're not doing that right now.
Oh my God.
Well, we're already 16 minutes in, and I didn't ask. How the hell is everyone today?
Doing pretty good.
Not a bad Saturday.
No, it's well.
I
mean,
in the literal
sense. What does that mean?
It's nice outside.
Yeah, just it's okay. I mean, it could be better.
Yeah.
In the instance of it could be better if I could switch the cameras without having to worry about that window screwing me up. It's trying to get me.
It wants you.
Yeah, it's trying. Look at that. Every time. I don't know what that is. I don't even know why.
I don't know why.
I feel like a certain radio show right now because we're complaining about technical issues.
Oh, God. The break room.
Oh, they do that too?
Yeah, they'll go to like play a clip and then the computer will like error out and they're like, and now. Now. Okay, never mind.
Never mind. We're not going to do that.
Now we're going to just go jump to another story.
Now we're going to jump off a bridge.
Wait for it to kick in and then they'll go back to it.
Yeah, that's fine. All's good. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's, it's all fucked up. I thought I hit some. Where the fuck are we? Well, I could tell you right now. Let me just download this real quick. There's a lot of things I didn't get to. today has been a clusterfuck. Work was fine, but I got home and everything was a clusterfuck, so that's okay.
Oh.
It's fine, That's the way life goes. And you know what else happens?
Deal with the shit that gets shoveled at you.
Yes, like somebody bringing a golden retriever into a motionless and white mosh pit. Can you believe that?
Oh.
So this is real. This actually happened. I saw the video. It was on TikTok, I believe. And look at the dog. He's just like, yep, I'm here.
I'm here. He's like, these aren't my kind of people, but...
I'm going to try to enjoy it.
Yo, he was the goodest of
boys. I don't think that's his type of music.
No, it's not.
He was the goodest of boys. You know how many pets he's got?
No, he golden likes oldies? Soft jazz.
Golden oldies? Oh, yeah. Wait.
You know what? He probably gets a lot of pets. Goldies?
Yeah.
Oldies?
Golden oldies.
Golden shower? Golden. Ooh. Now we're talking.
The golden doodle?
The golden... But yeah, I mean, would you bring a dog?
You could definitely tell we're rusty.
Would you bring a dog to this type of thing?
Hell no.
You wouldn't bring a dog?
We brought a freaking doll.
Well, we brought Joyce. Life-size Joyce. Yeah, here's some good music for you. That's just a kind of a...
Is that the mosh pit music?
That's the mosh pit music.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, that guy just got punched in the face.
Oh, my God, that dog just got kicked in the nuts.
Surprised
it
still has.
Wait, what? That's
my dude, my dog.
That's how they span neuter. That's how they span neuter them.
Yep.
Yo, what if they start singing like Psychosocial by Slipknot with this music?
Yeah. This one? This song in particular?
Yeah, yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is the song.
This is the
song,
one.
Psychosocial.
Yeah. Slipknot. That's the one. Oh God, is this the video I want to show? I don't even know. There's a lot of craziness that's happened in the last few weeks. And
yes,
I just,
there is.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. The world is falling apart in front of our eyes, and it's okay because we
the world is falling apart. But we think making the hugest cruise ship in the world is a really good idea.
Yeah. It's fine.
I have so much. I got stuff on that the cruise ship too.
You do?
No, this song kind of makes me want to do.
What's that? You good?
Are you gonna whip
can I help
dick
you?
Out?
Please don't.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it, folks. He's whipping his
guys,
dick out.
He is doing something that we never wanted to see.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. It's so large.
Oh, that's what she said. Right. I am trying to. Now I'm like the break room. I'm trying to download this video to the system, and now it's just. I don't even know if it's gonna do it. That's the problem.
Where's the video?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it there?
I don't see any.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here's the video.
Pictures.
Come on, baby, hit it! I'm dead.
Oh, I saw
it. He ain't landing for the moon. I'm gonna drive that bitch right out of
him. Hey, relax. I mean, this is crazy, right?
Oh my God.
And you can see she crashed the car so bad it was upside down.
Yeah, that's what happens when you drink sink water.
Yeah. Wait, sink water? Look, then she comes out. She gets out of the vehicle and starts walking towards the cameraman laughing.
I got one.
She flipped the car over?
Yeah, and then she gets out and starts walking towards the cameraman going, ha, 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 ha.
Dude, you just like ruined your life.
Almost reminds me of that Buffalo Karen incident in Buffalo.
Man, you should play this. You need to play that.
You almost just hit my motherfucking car with my kids in it.
Yeah, he got his kids in
it. Because I'll be beating your dumb ass.
Hit it.
Damn, so that's what happened
what
there.
Started. How did that get to that point?
I don't even know. I think it was the music.
I was laughing with the music because like the watching that with the music and playing in the background is makes it so much funnier. But also watching that as like. Yeah, that's really disturbing.
It's the world we live in, Austin. This is where we are. We do that. We tip over cars, get out, and ha 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 ha. So yeah, that's what we do.
I don't drink our tap water.
No, because this is what happens.
Dude, seriously, don't drink
the tap water.
Tap water,
like Chris Benoit.
Filter that shit. Boil it.
We gotta boil it first. Soften the glue
boil
a little.
It first.
I don't even know if
you should boil. Freaking tap water.
Susan Boyle?
Drink that
what about
shit.
Susan Boyle?
What?
Susan Boyle.
Right? It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
American Idol, right?
I swear it's the food that we eat is making us go
yeah,
crazy.
That too. That's just not good.
Okay.
We should probably just grow our own vegetables and just live off of that.
Oh. I think this is what I'm thinking about. All right. Ready? Oh, God. It's got music. Don't want that. Jeez. Turn that off. Okay, so would you do that? Would you land like that if you knew you were going to bail?
Dude, that is some back problems right
there.
So he,
that's some back problems.
So committed.
He's going to have some scoliosis after that.
Dude, he's going
to... Oh. He's lucky it was in grass, dude.
Oh, even yeah. Still.
Look, but I want you to see. I want you to watch what happens here. Now, there was a controversy about this. They're like, oh, don't move him because of his spine. I mean, I think the air got knocked out of him so bad, I think that this was actually relieving that, right?
I don't know. I mean,
they might have been seeing if he could feel it.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know about that. Like, if you broke your back, I think that's the last thing you want. Your legs be bent like that.
Needs to be bent like that.
No,
like, you don't want that, right?
He, yeah.
Well, to see if he wasn't paralyzed, if he had feeling in his legs.
I don't know if you need to do that. That's a little. To me, that's a little excessive. But if your back's broken, then don't fucking move me.
Yeah, don't move it. You don't want it. All right. My mom says she flew today on the fan side, so we're going to give it to her. And, yeah, ba-ba-ba. Here it is.
They flew today.
I don't know. There's just a lot of craziness happening. 855-MBOM-19 is our number. Well, 855-622-5619. I know, but don't you think?
What about that bus?
Yes. I don't even know if there's video
footage. That happened in freaking...
Oh, my God. It's bright here.
You think so?
Now that I took my glasses off,
well,
it was like a sepia.
Fucking wearing
I had a sepia. I mean, it looks blue because it is blue. But
that thing is sick, though. I like that.
Sepia or sepia, whatever you want to call it. Sepia, sepia. It gives it the New Vegas filter.
Oh.
If you know what I'm saying. Like the orangey, yellowish filter.
Old timey look.
Yeah. I like that.
But it's like blue.
It's blue on the outside, but it looks like New Vegas on
New
the inside.
New Vegas on the inside.
So,
I like it.
My God. Look at the vibe. Okay, yeah, the colors are pretty vibrant today. I mean, I changed some things around.
I noticed.
Trying to get. Yeah, I don't know. We're figuring it out. We're gonna get there.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it.
I dig it.
All right. He likes it. Everything's good.
He
loves it. It's his favorite. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've been on. It feels like.
Speaking of.
Yeah, we gotta do this. What the hell we doing?
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Ready.
What are we doing?
Cheers. Cheers. Skull and all the above. So I gotta forewarn people, there is gonna be a time where we're not gonna be on next month or on October.
Yep.
There's one weekend in particular.
Deal with it.
Can't give away too much information because we're just not gonna do that. You're gonna find out. Trust me, you're gonna find out. And I'm excited for this.
I am.
We've been waiting for this. We kinda talked about it on the show, so you
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know
what
I'm talking
about.
I'm
just excited.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I
feel like lightning hit the tip of his penis.
Hit the tip of his penis.
Yeah. I watched that the other day.
Did you really? Yeah. Fucking Step Brothers?
I fucking threw that DVD in. I was like, yeah,
it's a classic.
I fucking love it, man.
It's a classic. I love that movie.
I still need to watch that.
What? Wait a minute.
What the fuck?
Hold the fuck on. What did you say?
What?
You never seen Step Brothers?
Never seen all of it.
Bro.
All of it.
How the fuck do you do this?
How do you live?
That's a disservice.
I know.
To yourself.
Wait, how much
Will
of it
Ferrell
have you seen?
Is an icon.
I've seen clips of it.
Oh. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
You didn't get the whole full concept of the movie.
You didn't get the full effect.
No, you did not get the full effect.
I know. I need to watch it. Well, I need to have
friends to
watch it.
You got to watch the DVD set like I got, and you can watch the extended scenes and the deleted scenes.
That's the way to go.
There you go.
Hulk hands.
Yeah. Hulk hands.
That means I
need Iron Man hands.
Why didn't they keep that in the scene?
Well, right. That looks like I need to.
Do you got Hawk hands?
Well, that I need to take a trip down to your place, and we need to watch that because I got nothing.
We
gotta watch that shit.
We have it here, actually. We have it on DVD. We have it on a streaming service.
Yeah, but the streaming service.
You guys invite me. Invite me.
Nah, I can't do that.
You guys invite. You guys invite me over. I will fucking. I'll watch.
You're not allowed here anymore, man.
Huh?
You're not allowed here.
This is your last day.
Excommunicated.
You didn't get the email, dude?
Excommunication.
No. You didn't get the email?
No.
Oh, man. There's
about how you were laid off during the cuts. That's why we've been going through the court sessions and all that. And the copyright. We had to make some budget cuts. And your contract has been null and void, dude. So after today, this is your last show, by the way.
This is your last show.
And you are now.
If you come back, you'll be arrested.
You're actually in the denied access book for security.
Yeah.
They're going to come get you.
Yep.
You're on the no flight list.
Yeah.
I do know where you live.
Why? To get here. That's in the contract.
You're on the no Ubers list.
Oh, he's already accepting his fate here. Okay. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we are now officially announcing.
He's doing the walk of shame.
Austin Dash is now null and void here. He He's been laid off, and he's been rehired, actually, as of right now.
His
boss.
Alter ego.
Yeah.
We just renewed his contract.
Orange Cassidy.
Orange Cassidy.
Wearing a leather jacket today.
There
kinda
he
weird.
Is. Orange Cassidy's in the building now. Now that Dashman's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got regular Saiyan vagina on his
now
shirt.
Now there's some talent on this show. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, fuck that dude, man.
Whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
What?
Dude, he's going to elbow drop you from
which
through
one?
The ceiling.
Fuck Austin? Yeah, dude, fuck
that's
that guy.
Fuck Dashman. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's way cooler, man.
What
Orange
the
Cassidy
fuck?
Lets me sleep over his house.
Yeah.
His house is cool.
Yeah, he gives you leg drops in the middle of the night.
Yeah, he likes to ride. It hurts, but he's it's fun, though.
It's fine. Yeah,
it's fine.
He has good aftercare.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay.
And good aftershave, too. Ever try his aftershave?
Yeah.
It's best. Yeah. Best around.
And his after ball shave.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. That's
it might burn
one.
A little
and
bit.
And his after burn.
Yeah.
He does have an
It's been over a year, boys.
It might burn a little bit, but it feels good.
How do you know this?
Yeah, that means it's working.
I know. It means it's working. It means it's twerking, too.
But yes, we do need to do like an afterburn.
We haven't done an afterburn since August of 2022.
Yep.
Can
we haven't
that?
Done a drunken...
Oh, that's coming, though. Yeah, I can't wait. I fucking can't wait.
Well, when are we going to fucking do this?
We're almost prepared.
We're almost...
Okay, so, yeah, I was looking... I texted you about the town, Lexington.
You did. Yes.
But that Mart is also in there.
For Fallout 4, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So, if you pinpoint everything, you can line up a lot of things in order.
Okay.
And you can have a lot of ball. You can have a huge ball there.
I thought you were gonna have a lot of balls in your face.
No, that whole place is a playground.
Oh,
there's so much to do there.
We got to do this, man.
But I'm still trying to find one more mod that I used to mess with, but I can't find it.
Oh man!
And that would make everything so much more interesting.
Yeah,
you need that. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You still got to add me on Steam.
Dude, what is up with that?
You gotta send me.
I don't have Steam yet.
You don't have Steam?
No, I don't have a laptop.
I thought you knew this.
I thought you did.
No, I'm not in the laptop world.
He's
yet.
Getting there. He's
okay.
Trying.
I'm getting there. Trust me.
I still need to add you.
Dude, my second car is just about to be almost paid off.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I still need to add you. I'm sorry.
Wait.
It's been like 2 months.
I'm sorry. I don't understand cars. Could you please repeat?
Yes.
I gave you that code and you didn't even add me yet. I was wondering. I thought. Wait, hold on a second. How did you not do that the day of?
I had a brain fart and I was focusing on work.
No,
and
you had a brain.
He doesn't really go on Steam that much.
You had a complete brain shart, man.
Listen. I don't have a really good laptop station to actually play laptop games.
All you gotta do is just click on your phone and say add M-bomb. That's it.
Add that bitch. Add that motherfucker.
Oh.
Well,
he goes, oh.
Well,
oh. That's gonna be on the soundboard.
That's gonna be on the soundboard.
That is definitely gonna be on
the
soundboard.
He doesn't like when the soundboard's like that.
Oh.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Bullshit. Toxic piece of shit!
Austin, you gotta get me on the Steam, man.
I will. I'm sorry. I will.
I think we could get something start. Oh, well, I'm close to starting tonight.
When do we want to plan on...
I think we can make a save tonight.
We don't want to debut tonight, right?
No,
we don't
want to
debut this tonight.
No debut tonight, but I think we can set it up.
Okay. So it's a work in progress, but...
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Drunken Buttons is happening.
It's coming.
And, you know, I haven't streamed in a while on my own behalf. Life has been crazy, so there's that. But We're going to have more streams coming on all ends and all different fronts.
Once my money gets
figured
out.
Yeah.
My money.
One more payment on that goddamn car.
One more payment.
One more payment. That's a lot of money coming back to me.
One more Mortal Kombat. So, okay, so there's a little controversy happening right now on the friend crew.
Let's talk about Mortal Kombat.
All right, so
I bet it sucks.
That's what I'm talking about. How does this guy say? I haven't played it yet. Okay, so Ghost, you own the game. Yep. Give us the rundown of what you feel.
Okay, storyline's always good.
Yeah, no, the story is great.
Campaign storyline.
First
thing you should always do.
Just run through the main story of the game.
For me, it's the opposite. When it's Grand Theft Auto, I just hop online.
Yeah. That's like the main thing you always do with like modern games. But play the story.
MK is the best game to play for a storyline. And
I'd say fighting game. Best
fighting game storyline.
Yeah.
I guess would be a really good description.
Though overall, it is.
We didn't get too far into the storyline when you came over and showed me.
Yep.
Yeah.
But still, by far, the graphics are amazing. The gameplay is cool. The new fighting style, how they implicate stuff, is pretty freaking cool.
That's what she said, by the way.
it doesn't seem as fast. It seems more of a John Wick fight now. Kinda.
I think with some of the animations they
use. Some of the animation.
And the camera work they do.
Right. And the camera work, I go, oh my God, that is the sickest thing. It's so immersive. It zooms in. Kind of just like
zoom
turn,
in, zoom out.
It'll rotate.
If you do a grab on somebody, the camera will.
So as you're playing, it also feels like you're watching.
Oh, yeah.
And waiting.
And then it's just like immersing you even more, and then a cutscene happens, and like it almost makes you forget that you even just played.
Yeah,
the game.
You just watch them fight.
It transitions AI style. Into it.
Like you're just doing it. Like maybe you don't know the character, and you gotta pause and look at their stats and stuff and the combo list real quick. But
that's the good thing about playing through the story.
That's another thing I like playing about through the story.
Because it gives you the chance to play as damn near
and then
every
next thing you know, you like someone that you didn't even think about, you didn't even know.
Exactly.
Which I do like.
Yeah.
Which I've come to
And the roster is pretty good, and it's going to get bigger.
Yeah. Yes.
So
the roster is so far pretty...
This game is going to have years of support.
That's good, though.
So, I mean, Mortal Kombat had 11.
If GTA
had 4 years.
Do it, so can MK.
Do you want to go down that road?
What, GTA?
Yeah, so there's a rumor happening right now that the base game is going to cost $150 USD.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So that is the United States dollar itself, $150.
That gives me erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
it does.
It probably will.
Yeah, it does.
Erectile dysfunction!
Perfect!
So I'm not sure if that's going to be the case or not. I'm not sure. But would you pay that, though? Would you guys pay that for the base game, no DLC, no nothing?
Absolutely not.
No?
Okay,
no.
Okay, so first off, I don't buy any game brand new anymore. I wait for that shit to go by a year. Wait for some deals to come out, and then I'll buy it. Yeah. I don't buy nothing brand new. I don't buy nothing brand new unless it's I know. No, I just don't. I don't give
plus
a fuck.
Plus, it allows time for them to update the game and
I have an actual life to live. I have an actual life to live. I don't need to fucking hop on some new game's dick right when it comes
I'm going to wait
till it's all used up. I hear
seconds,
about it.
Sloppy seconds.
I want to hear all the background stories.
Yeah, all the reviews.
Where it's been. What happened.
How is it?
How many penises have been inside it?
Yep.
Yeah.
All of the above.
How is it desecrated?
Like, you want to get your money's worth. You don't want to, like, pay $150 for a base game that's...
No.
Just because some brand new horror doesn't
mean it's just, like,
the best on the block.
That's, like, premium edition price.
Yeah, it's pre-com edition.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, that's, like, a special edition you'd buy with collector's shit, like statues and booklets and... Music and junk.
Not just...
Pencils and books and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Here's a question. Are we still making collector's edition hard copy CDs?
I want to say Mortal Kombat did, right?
Mortal Kombat did.
Did they have a steel bookcase, do you know? Or was that just a...
Yeah, it came with a steel book, a little...
But isn't that something that used to be cool back in the day? Was custom, collectible game, collectibles,
like action figures.
Like they'll have like a limited edition of MK steel case, comes with a book, magazine, a figure, maybe a piece of clothing or a
like
banner,
a mask,
or something cool like inside it. And it's just a hat?
GTA 5 did
that. Now that the world's becoming like more digital, is like collectible stuff.
Just buy it online.
I've been kind of wanting to get like one of those.
But I'm just saying, it's physical ownership.
No, I mean, like a lot of games still do it. They'll include like little knickknacks.
Yeah,
if you like pre-order or get like a higher edition.
Mm-hmm. I know that like people are like complaining or just like saying, well, now that mostly we're moving towards a digital product, there's no like distribution or production
thing anymore.
Right. So they're like, well, why is the games going up in price instead of going down in price? Like now it's like $69.99 for like Mortal Kombat. Yep. Starfield $69.99. All these games,
and that's not counting the digital sales tax.
Right, exactly. So now you're paying like $74 and change, if not more.
But you are understanding, like the game company doesn't need to manufacture discs and disc casing anymore. So that's a whole factory.
But
just
not
got
all consoles.
That's a whole factory that just got shut down.
Right.
I know. I understand that. Like you know, Nintendo Switch still has its Nintendo Switch still has its carts and stuff.
Right.
Like, they'll need game cases and stuff. Yeah. And
but there's a strictly digital PS5 edition. Like, doesn't have a disc port.
Right,
or anything,
I get that. That's what I'm saying. Like, so we're leaning towards
towards it.
Yes.
Do we find it? Do we see it happening?
Yes. Soon.
I don't want it to.
I there's an argument stating
that. You like discs?
Yeah.
There's an argument stating that if you do only buy virtual...
They could shut that online shit down in a heartbeat and you can't do a damn thing about it.
No. Okay, so all games will have offline play.
Some games require online.
I know some games require like online
gameplay. Most games require online play.
Or at least an internet connection.
Right. So I guess the argument would be like, okay, so say Steam... I don't see it happening anytime soon or if at all, but say Steam got shut down and it went away forever. Where's your games? How are you going to access them? Where are they?
Exactly.
That's the argument I think people are making. Like, okay, what if PlayStation Network shut down, never to come back again?
Like, you don't really...
I miss PlayStation Home.
You don't really own digital media.
Right. Correct.
I know. You're licensed. Okay. So I have a few things bought on PlayStation Media.
Yeah.
I have...
PlayStation Home. That's what he was talking about. Let's talk about PlayStation Home for a second.
We can.
This was a failure that happened from Sony. Because
just think it was released too early.
I think so, too. But here's the thing.
If it came out later, this would be a fucking...
Oh, if it came out this generation?
If it came out this generation, shit would be a fucking huge hit.
Like with virtual reality involved.
And, VR.
It'd be like Sims on...
And I noticed that when I play the new Sims 4, there is a first-person mode.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
For what?
Sims 4.
Oh,
there's literally a first person.
Free,
you just click and hold the button, and you're first person on your Sims.
Sims?
Fucking cool.
Huh. I mean, that would be dope, actually.
I guarantee somebody in the PC world made a mod for that.
Oh,
now look at it. It's on console.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't care what anyone says, though. Oh, we were talking about we're talking about virtual games, like digital games versus physical copies.
Because you pay for the license to use that hardware.
Right, exactly.
And if the developers or the overseeing company decides, hey, we're going to cut shit.
Yeah, then it's gone.
Then I think you basically don't have access to what you paid for.
Yes.
Correct.
So that's why I make sure I don't buy any media.
Yeah,
videos on the PSN network anymore.
Videos,
it's just a waste of fucking money because that day will come when they're no longer streaming that, and then you paid for it. And just
Amazon will do it too.
Yeah,
like movies you've purchased.
Yeah,
right. Yep, I've never done that. Never wanted to.
Here's the question: like, I noticed certain games, like, let's just bring it up because I know this is gonna make everyone sad. Jump Force.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So let's talk about Jump Force.
Man, that game fucked me so hard.
So you
fucking canceled that shit, and I didn't get I wanted every fucking DLC.
And they didn't even use any lube.
and they never give you any warning in the game saying, hey, the servers are going to go off at this fucking time, so better hurry, chop, chop, chop. I had
Shut down the store, delisted it from stores.
Yeah, they delisted it.
I had three or four DLCs to go, and I would have had everything unlocked in that game.
So when people bought that and they delisted it, it's still available to you to download, right?
No, if it's in your game library.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's in your library, you can download it. You can download it. If you want it downloaded fresh and you never had it, you can't.
No, you can't buy it.
They're not selling disc copies, and you can't buy it in the store.
There's disc copies still.
You can go to Game Craze. You have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can find them in Game Craze.
They're not producing them.
I have a hard disc copy.
Yeah.
So I have my DLCs.
So if I wanted a digital copy, I'd be shit out of luck.
Is that game going to be like expensive like all these other classic games?
Yeah. Oh yes, but Jump Force was so fucking good, and I know it's going to get even better.
$800 for this copy of Jump Force. Oh,
no. Just like that copy of fucking Resident Evil 2 you bought.
Oh. Yeah, true.
Okay, but still
it's true though.
Isn't that worth it?
Yeah, no, you tell me.
But to somebody though, wouldn't it be worth it to buy Jump Force?
So I don't know what's going on with Capcom and their stocks and stuff, and I don't understand why their stuff doesn't actually sell for more.
Resident Evil 4 can be played on the new iPhone though.
How? How does that make any sense?
And they're selling it for $60
on iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whole game.
Dude, that whole game?
I wouldn't even buy that.
That game is still getting money.
Yep. Wait,
okay, so the remake or the original?
Original.
It's probably like
I assume it would have the updated graphics.
It's probably like the HD remastered for the iPhone.
Yeah, okay.
But no, you can like hook it up to the TV, bigger screen, use a PS5 controller. No, you can connect your PS5 controller to the new iPhone.
That's great.
You know what's funny?
Just use it again.
God, I love technology.
But it's true, though, because I did it with my tablet.
So good.
Dashman's got his hand up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's in school again. Hey, guys.
Everyone's silent.
I gotta go bathroom. I gotta go bathroom.
Because I was like trying to talk for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah? You did a really good job.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, dude, it's your job to be. What are you even here for if you're not going to talk?
It's your job.
Well, you won't even let me speak.
You gotta talk.
Anyways.
Speak.
Anyways,
do you get raped easily?
Oh my god. A lot, apparently.
No.
I'm going to fucking toss this at you.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm going to fucking toss this at you. Anyways, here's the thing. I got a thing to say about like physical copies and like digital copies.
Physical copies are the shit.
Yeah, absolutely. They would never make I think they would still make like physical copies but make it in a different way, but they would never get rid of it because of one thing. I mean, like, online is it's digital, you know, it's in the air, it's on a satellite, whatever, we can see it in space, whatever.
It's in the Matrix.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice cloud. Nice one, by the way.
Drive.
Big, whatever.
Fuck again.
It's up there. It's whatever. You can access to it, but it fucking shuts down. We have issues with it. I mean, like, and that's because of fucking space. Literally, space is affecting our satellite waves and stuff like that.
Are you talking shit about Starfield?
No, I'm being.
Like, I always.
No, you can like look this up. Like, like even like I think it's like solar flares or like when we have like solar storms and stuff like that. They actually do have issues. It does
really
actually
be
affect
about that.
It actually does affect
it's like
our
a small
like
EMP.
It does affect our like satellite, like how we like if we're watching something online or playing something online, it's going to affect it, like, the quality of satellites. I don't know if you can, you know, tell, but if you look...
That's why our phone service sucks so much right now.
Well, that solar and also we have dead zones, too, but...
Solar flares and dead zones.
Solar flare sounds like a Pokemon move.
It does.
Solar
it is. No, it's a Goku.
It is. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's an... it's also a,
solar beam.
No... there's a scientific word for it. You got to look up like astronomy. I mean, like, it's just like, it's, you know, just anything outside of space can affect, you know, how we're receiving like digital stuff. So that's how I know. But I don't think they'll ever get rid of a physical copy. Maybe they'll find like a different form of how to like.
This isn't even my final form.
Well, Netflix got rid of physical copies. They mailed out their final DVD.
Like, what if they? Oh. What if it becomes like Jumanji? Sorry, like, what if they actually like transport you into the virtual Netflix. World?
I'm sorry, Netflix has DVDs.
They used to
mail out DVDs.
Back in the day.
Like how they started.
Oh yeah,
they mailed out their last one.
And they realized it was a big mistake.
But what if they?
That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah.
But what if they?
25 years.
What if they?
Was it?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
I'll find out.
Who was what?
The last physical Netflix.
No, but what if
the editor from Rover's Morning Glory? He loved that stuff.
But wait, no. What if they actually changed it to like a physical copy?
I don't know.
Or no. I'm sorry. What if they like actually like change it to like a Jumanji style, like where they actually immerse yourself into the like the game or like the digital world?
Yeah.
For what?
For like watching movies or like online stuff, like or playing even playing video games. Like Sword Art Online kind of thing.
Okay. Mika says, Gilmore Girls. That's a good example. Ghost and I were watching it, but don't have Netflix at the moment. If I open the DVDs, we could still be watching.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just yeah, with Netflix,
sorry,
man.
Gilmore Girls? Wait, what?
Who's that? Mika.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what about...
Gilmore Girls, man.
Oh, wait, what about Netflix?
Good show.
It kind of is. Yeah. Ghost Likes Gilmore Girls. It's been quite some time since I've seen it, but yes.
Yeah. I don't know. She got me into it.
And what about, what the hell is that other show?
Oh, I miss Gilmore Girls. Fuck,
I'm thinking about something. I already lost track of what the name was.
Isn't Jared Padalecki from Gilmore Girls?
Mm-hmm. I like making up names, too.
It's fun.
Hey, did you ever see that one? No, seriously, though. Did you ever see the one with, the hell's that guy's name?
That one?
Johnny Mutunas.
Johnny Mutunas?
Yeah, Johnny. See, no, what? But the difference is, though, is that one was a made-up name.
Bumblebee Tuna?
The Michelin guy?
Bumblebee Tuna.
The Michelin guy. That's not a made-up one, though.
All right, are we derailed right now?
Yeah, we're derailed. Always. We fucking derailed that shit. It's been a while since we played it, so we're going to play the sound effect. Yes. If I can find it, because it's been a while.
I'm sorry, folks. We're not even...
Wait,
I think we're outside right now. I might need another.
So I shall return. I might need another.
All right, don't drink them all up on me.
Calm down.
Oh God, no.
I know. Dude, pace yourself. You're gonna be falling asleep in your car before you know it.
I've actually been pacing myself.
You've been doing what to yourself this whole time?
I've been pacing myself.
Is that what they're calling it? Is that what they're calling it these days, these kids? I tell you, these Gen Zers. Oh. I'll tell you what, man. You know, you can tell it's been a long time since we've been on here because holy fuck, it's been already. We haven't even really talked about anything crazy yet. I mean, we showed some videos.
Let's talk about the cruise line.
All right, cruise line. What happened with the cruise line?
The.
Recently?
Royal Caribbean.
Uh-oh. What are they doing?
Announcing that their newest, biggest cruise ship.
Oh, God.
Oh, let's see if we can get a picture of this thing.
All right. Let's dive into this.
All right.
Oh my God, dude, I was watching like a 45-minute video on this thing.
It's their new ship?
It's their newest ship. It's called the Icon of the Sea.
The Icon of the Sea?
Oh. Icon of the Sea.
Oh no.
Icon.
Oh.
This is the thing that's gonna wake up fucking Cthulhu and the Megalodon.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
The way the Megalodon.
They actually recently found a Megalodon tooth.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they found that shit back in the fucking 1885.
No, another one recently.
Wait,
anyways, Royal Caribbean's announcing that their new ship, Icon of the Sea.
The new ship?
New ship. It's a great new ship. It's gonna hit the seas in January of 2024.
Wait, Royal Caribbean?
It's owned by the British.
Wait, what's going on?
250,000 tons.
Freedom of the Seas, you said?
Icon of
is that what it's called?
It is called the Icon of the Sea by Royal Caribbeans.
Icon of the Seas?
It is nearing 1,200 feet long, which is nearing almost the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, that's huge.
Almost nearing the length of the Empire State Building.
That's huge.
And it can hold up to 7,600 people.
Watch, it becomes the next Titanic.
So your numbers are wrong. That's guests, also counting crew members of 2,350.
Yep.
So almost nearing...
70...
No, way too high.
No. Over 7,000.
Well, it would almost be 12,000.
Oh, yeah.
Get a picture.
It would be almost 12,000 people on this deck. That's the boat right there.
That's the boat. Look at this thing. Holy shit. So let's take a look here.
That thing looks absolutely insane.
That is the Icon of the Sea.
Why is it such crap quality on here? That's just unacceptable. Austin, you're fired again. Get the hell out of here. This is unacceptable.
What did I do?
You gave us crap quality. Just blame it on him.
This thing has...
I'm literally like the dog.
There we go. That's the quality we wanted.
Well, get a shot of the front of it.
Can we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that dome on the
yeah,
front.
Like,
that's what? Where they host their water shows.
You said dome.
Ooh, dome.
All right, let's see if we can. What the hell is that? Google Lens. I don't want that.
You want it?
Okay, let's try to get this. Ad for blog? No, I don't want an ad for
go
blog.
Go away.
So, yeah, the big dome on the front. That's what she said. says, this is more than a vacation upgrade. It's the best family vacation in the world. Introducing the new icon of the seas.
Dude, this thing is like remarkable.
That. It is remarkable.
It's I was watching it.
It's going to be the next Titanic.
I was doing yep, a.
Sink, I was just saying that.
Hit an iceberg.
I was sink. Doing a 3D tour through the ship.
Yeah.
Showing where like all like the levels and what they had in it, and like you have restaurants, you have adult zones, you have the kid zones, family zones,
strip clubs.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. You have about. You got 6 huge water slides, 7 pool areas, 9 water pools. And it's all in about 20 levels of decks.
Mingya, decks?
20 levels of decks.
That's a lot of decks in one place.
So about 20 floors.
20, yeah, it's like yeah, 20 floors, 20 stories. Yeah,
that's what she said.
Yeah, it is.
Dude,
it's a lot of slots in Las Vegas.
So much into this.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
Watch it blow up.
I haven't seen. I haven't seen it. So that was my next.
Becomes the next
dive
Titanic.
Into yes. this. So.
Are they going to make a submersible to find this when it sinks?
So
that'll implode.
Yeah. Something's gonna go wrong here.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's already called. See, so okay, that's the problem. His name is Omen, and guys, if you're gonna go on this ship, watch out.
Yeah, be careful.
It's gonna take about a year into its progress. Maybe not even.
Oh boy, he's saying.
Or maybe a little more.
9/11 at sea.
Okay, so I was thinking that I had so many theories. Of
we
like,
talked about it.
We did.
We did talk about this. I was like, okay, what if someone 9/11s this ship?
Jetliners right into the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, what if they test out that whole new. Whatever this zombie zombie virus that they want to test out in the public.
Resident Evil Dead Aim.
On this huge ship.
Dead Aim.
It'd be isolated in the water.
Just like COVID.
You could test out this huge
just
virus.
Like COVID-19.
Like, kind of, but this. Like,
zombies.
So many people.
Better. It's a better operation.
To walk this ship, it would take you days.
Yeah. If not weeks.
To cover the whole thing?
To cover
this
fucking ship. It would, like, there's so much to see and do. There's restaurants, stores. Activities, you know, there's like zip lining and fucking like there's theater, there's an ice skating rink of Olympic professionals performing for you.
Wrestling rings.
There's so much this thing offers and it's so fucking scary.
Yeah.
I think this is how the new Dead Island should be on. It's the just a huge ass ship that is so huge.
That sequel bomb, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the yacht from
Dead Island.
Call of Call of Duty.
Dead Island and just freaking
out. Oh yeah. No, the boat.
The boat
from Call of Duty.
Yeah, that boat's small compared to
the no, but that's still
that's a,
like
that's a little tiny booty. Shit of turd compared to that boat.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
It was a good map though.
The fuck that no.
What map are you
hated
let's just
why did you think that was a good map?
I thought it was decent.
I didn't like it.
I could have seen. I've seen better Call.
It's all right. It's just it could be bigger.
Very enclosed.
That's what she said.
Like a lot of touch spaces.
It is very tight.
True.
It could have been a bigger boat.
Yeah. I'm just saying. There's a lot of decks involved, and it could have been a bigger boat. Pretty tight space.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, pretty.
And
tight.
I'm not opposed to tight spaces.
Yeah.
But not when I'm trying to shoot people.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's pretty tight for a lot of decks.
Tactics. Everyone has different tactics. So
yes. I mean, if you like DP, that's one thing.
There you go.
Okay. What was that? I don't know. I just, this is, look, if you're going to ask me if I would ever, I just don't.
And it's supposed to take the same route as the Titanic?
Yeah.
Why are you asking?
Oh,
why are you doing that?
Hell no.
No, they're trying to prove a point.
Yeah, that it's going to happen again.
It was a 1 in a million chance.
No, it wasn't. Watch
it
happen.
There was an iceberg.
Dude.
Mother Nature said
and
no.
Can we look at other Royal Caribbean's mistakes that when their one cruise line shut down? In the middle of the sea, and then they ran through their food resources, and then people were like starving. How long was that? Can we look that one up? How long were they adrift at sea?
A lot, a long time.
I think the engine malfunctioned, and then
it was like 2 hours.
And then they just started drifting.
Really?
I think it was like 2.5 hours. I think.
Huh?
I believe
they were stranded for 2.5 hours. It was longer than that, dude. It was almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say 2 hours. You're not really stranded.
No. Oh, you're
talking
about
run through their food in 2 hours.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about like the one the time they actually hit the iceberg to the time they sank. It was
like
2 hours.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Titanic. I'm talking about Royal Caribbean. Shut down in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, you're talking about that. Yeah, it did take 2 weeks. Yeah, no, I did remember that.
Yeah, like, they started running through their food. I think people were starting to starve. I don't know if anybody died.
Was that the one where the Italian guy was the one that was driving and he had, like, a stowaway in there and he got in trouble? I don't know. Someone got in trouble or something.
What the fuck are you talking?
This is like years ago. It was like, I don't know, almost like 10 years ago, if not longer. I've been on a cruise ship once. It was fun. I'll tell you what. If you asked me to go now, probably not. Ever since COVID. I mean, we know somebody that just went on a cruise ship not long ago, and they got sick, and it was COVID, and they didn't enjoy themselves. You don't get your money back. They offer you another cruise ship, but, I mean, are you going to really go back on a cruise ship after you just went through that? Probably not.
Absolutely not.
So I personally, yes, it was fun when I went, but I think I'll take my chances going to, like, say, I don't know, Disney World or some shit where you're in land and you can just book it
same
if you
thing,
want.
Though.
Yeah, but at least you're not out in the middle
what
of nowhere.
Why would they test the virus there?
Test the virus there? Nah, they're like,
why do you want to go back to Disney? I mean, like.
Because you know who works at Disney?
Hmm?
Guess who works at Disney?
Who?
Joyce's Walton. Son.
Oh, huh. Real one. No shit.
The real one, yeah.
He's there. Yeah. Yeah. He's the owner now.
Well, he might be.
He's the new owner now.
I don't think he has enough money for that, though. Basically.
He can rent out the Mickey Mouse costume.
No.
Just barely.
Just barely made it.
Super expensive.
Super expensive if you don't want that.
Heard there were a bunch of anti-Semitics.
Jesus Christ.
Everything was blocked.
Yeah, they had a lot. They had the internet there, but everything was blocked.
I heard there were a bunch of anti-Semitics.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know, Austin. I don't do these things.
Would you go on this cruise, though?
No.
No.
God, no.
No.
I would.
You would? Why would you go on this thing?
Just to watch the inevitable happen.
You would want to be on this ship, even though you can book now.
Have you ever watched the movie Poseidon?
Yeah. Not good. You don't want that.
Hey, listen, they have, like, the symbol of Poseidon.
This is like times two.
Listen, it says it's thrills you never dared to imagine. A next level chill you never dreamed possible.
Yeah, like hitting an iceberg.
They put the foreshadow right in.
It's right there. It's like the movies.
There's literally going to be a zombie outbreak.
Thrills you've never dared.
So get that.
Absolutely.
Is there law enforcement onto the ship?
Probably. I would think so.
You think there would be a security? Do you think they have guns?
Oh, yeah. They have to.
So you got to think. There's this whole ship.
Yes. Dude, I feel you on that, man.
There's this one room of security.
I feel you on that.
What?
Joaquin A. Figueroa.
From Insensitive Culture.
I have thalassophobia. Open water would freak me out.
Dude,
no, I have it too.
I know, because
that
so many things
me
can
out.
Start to go wrong.
Anything can go wrong on the water.
And when starts things to go that. Wrong, you know everyone.
You're okay. Literally shark food.
You're literally shark food.
It's the society that's on this boat, you know, no one's going to work together.
No.
Not
going to happen.
It's in every story.
Ever.
People don't know how to work together, and then anarchy starts, and then the bad people try to be on top, and then the good people get fucking snuffed out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rinse and repeat throughout history.
Yeah,
but
if
people just work together,
you think,
you know, you can overcome and survive.
You can come and survive.
You would think.
Like, they have live this boat has a center live tree park in it. Little walk park.
Wait, what?
What, to oxygenate the fucking ship?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, are they just trying to test if civilizations can sustain life on a ship?
I don't know.
It'd and like, survive on the open water?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like that one movie with the dome, right?
No.
No, but on the water.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Almost like a test. It,
but
it
I'm
could.
Just saying,
I mean,
like... Okay, so the boat...
No, you'd have no access to food or anything.
No, you would have to get exported goods delivered to the ship, or you would have to dock every once in a while on land.
Dock the dick with a dash.
Get the ship maintenanced, refueled, restocked, and then sail back out. Either way, you're still going to have to dock at sea or at land at some point, but you're probably going to mostly live at sea and then just avoid...
Yeah.
Social land in general for about 95% of your life.
I mean, it's still a scary sight. I mean, like, think about it this way. Like, what if it happens like the Titanic? I mean, I know it's a one in a million chance. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Mother Nature is fucking scary as enough. I mean, have you seen the fucking waves that are, like, happening in the Atlantic?
I get that, but make a station big enough.
Yeah.
big enough. Like, let's take that ship. Let's not make it a ship, but let's make it more circular.
Like a base.
Compound.
Yeah, I can see that. A base.
Like an HQ. Base
that can still move, but without the perpetual generation of fuel. Probably be more solar powered.
Yeah.
Something of a society.
I can see that.
There was just a huge vessel in the middle of the ocean anchored. And that thing can take any wave.
There was something
if you make it big enough, the waves won't really touch it.
There was something I saw that was, I don't know if it was on Discovery Channel or it was like National, like the Learning Channel, whatever. What I learned was they were thinking of like with New Orleans, you know how it was like literally underwater because of Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah. Apparently a boat did that with some explosives.
No, they were thinking.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
No, but conspiracy, they were thinking of making like these platforms for like cities and whatever, like if in any case if something were to happen,
yeah,
like a flood or something like that, they would make like a some kind of like a
to be reinforced enough to
and flexible enough to like deal with the waves.
So you know
too.
What's crazy, I used to do landscaping and I learned about the foundational reinsurance construction. And rich people have this installed on their homes, which would be underground, if you can afford this, would be a self-sustaining, a floatable structure for your whole house, which if during a
flood,
monsoon, or a higher level of water were to come onto your property's foundation and loosen up your foundation to your home,
it would buoy and
your
not...
home would buoy up.
Oh,
and float.
And they build that under the ground.
Yes,
okay.
This is an expensive thing, yeah. And I know of one house that has this.
We should go.
And it's a pretty big house.
We should go
steal their house.
I mean,
make it mine.
Like that's crazy.
It is.
It is crazy.
Very but also, if the foundation too. Doesn't shake that structure that's supposed to do that, then it doesn't unanchor.
Now, what about during an earthquake? What would happen?
The soil would be loosened, but that's not going to save you. It's a floating reinsurance, not a earthquake reinsurance.
Should be.
Yeah. But you never know what you're going to come across. So if you're rich enough, you can prepare for
or
one
maybe
or
just
you can
don't
prepare
live
for
somewhere
one or the
with
other.
Natural disasters.
Yeah.
You know,
just don't live in Florida.
Yeah, don't live in Florida.
Either we start making cultures that a huge civilization, like what's that one getaway resort that like hugely expands out into the water?
Atlantis?
No. What the fuck?
No, that's an actual like resort. No.
I don't know.
That is water based.
Atlantis. But, that's in Bahamas. Been there once.
I think it's what's that one huge rich city now? That's like
Dubai.
Dubai. I think it's off from there.
Yeah.
I knew a guy that once believed he was talking to the Prince of Dubai, and that like he was playing Words with Friends or something like that, and. He thought that this guy was legit, and we kept telling him, it's not legit. And he's like, okay, I think it is. And I talked to somebody I know. This is from somebody that I used to talk to because we worked together and whatnot. And I come to find out he's still going through with this after all these years. He still is, like, talking to this guy.
Thinking, obsessed?
I don't know. I guess he thinks...
the same guy?
Yeah, thinks it's the same... he thinks it's the real guy, the real Prince of Dubai. Now, think about it. Why the hell would the Prince of Dubai wake up every morning? He's got all these things going on. You know, he's the prince, right?
He wants to talk to you.
He wants to talk to one guy, one motherfucker in Rochester, New York. Well, why? No, it's not real, dude. Get over it. He's fucking catfishing you. Come on. It's probably a zookeeper. Hawk says we don't live in Florida for many reasons. I gotta say, man, I've always said this. I like Florida to vacation. I don't even want to think about living there because of all the hurricanes and shit they have, the alligators and all that stuff. I just don't feel like
that. Yeah, much more than that.
No, hurricanes itself.
The bugs.
Like, that's
yeah.
I don't know. Just
fucking no, man.
I don't know. And then you got fucking earthquakes in another part of the country. Then you got volcanoes.
Yeah. Volcanoes.
Like everywhere you go.
And then you got like you see the show 100.
I've seen parts of it. Okay. I haven't watched it all the way through yet.
They had the sustainable living society up in space.
I got that.
But then the shit started shutting down after a while because shit.
Shit.
Just too much shit.
Too much
people shit. And when people shit too much, you gotta handle shit.
Gotta handle the shit.
You have nowhere to put that shit. You gotta do it. All right.
I'm going to fucking AMS hit you.
It's actually him.
No.
Oh.
No, he's blaming me.
He's actually him doing that. I didn't do that.
How is it me? Do I even have a drink in my hand?
I didn't even do that. I didn't even do it. I wasn't able to do that.
I don't know. Your can was up to your mouth.
Yeah.
What's happening?
See?
Drunken Button's starting now.
He could have something in his mouth. All right,
here goes Drunken Button. Shut the fuck up.
God damn it, Austin.
Make you choke.
See?
How come I drink nice and quiet?
Yeah. You'll hear me going like I'm deep throating my can.
Right.
See? And I was talking though, you can see it. It's right there.
You have such
like that one time he slurped his goddamn shot in Crassmas.
Right.
I'll never forget that.
Crassmas.
I can't wait till this year's Crassmas. Man, we're going to do a power hour.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, we're doing power hour. Are we doing power hour for the Halloween hangover? Hangover is in the name. That's the 28th, by the way. 28th, October 28th. Or do we want... yeah, we could do it. Yeah. Or do we want to save it for our actual Halloween and do it on a Tuesday?
Go up on a Tuesday?
Tuesday? Yes. No.
Blow up.
It's in the middle of the week.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, and I got
damn,
work.
Damn, Halloween's
I got,
on a Tuesday?
Yeah, and I got work on the next day.
Damn.
Yeah.
The fuck?
We'll save it for the 28th then.
Yeah, well,
I feel like they're just making Halloween just end on stupid days.
They were actually talking about, I think, permanently making it on the last Saturday of the month, and that didn't go over well, obviously, because it's still...
No, it has to be the 31st.
Yeah, why would you... And I never understood why.
It just sucks that day ends up on certain
days. It does.
It's like your birthday
that day
falling
literally
on a
just
Tuesday.
Hops around. It could be on a weekend. It could be not be on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like when it's on a weekend, because like, especially on a Saturday when we do the show.
Why do calendars move every fucking time?
Right. Stupid.
Why do calendars move?
Why can't they be the same consistently every year?
Exactly. Right?
Why does it do this to
us? Why is that same date not on the same day?
Next year. Like, why?
Next year. Why is that date on a different fucking day?
Agreed. Right? It's bullshit.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. Like, why?
Like, one year we'll have, like...
You want to say you want to keep track of time, and it doesn't feel like you're keeping track
of
time.
And it's all disjointed.
You're not doing good.
Whoever's
and then all the months have different days.
Days have different minutes. Minutes have different hours. Seconds have different minutes.
Poor February only has 28.
I know.
Occasionally 29.
Why is my birthday got to land in the middle of winter?
Mine is mine. Same. Yeah, same. February.
Fuck
all February,
winter, man.
The one
fuck
summer winter. Child.
Yeah,
had.
Fuck you, man. That's not fair.
Look at this guy.
That's not fair, you bastard.
Bullshit.
It feels good to be born.
Wow.
Yeah, we got January.
Yep.
February.
And then summer, man.
July.
And my son was born in August. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's summer baby.
Yeah.
Same birthday as my girlfriend's.
Yeah.
It's so wild,
that's
too. Like
phenomenal.
Right? I don't even know
and
how.
And
like,
my grandma's.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, whoa,
holy
hold
shit.
On.
My grandma that I'm going to see tomorrow is also the same birthday as
August
my girlfriend 10th. And your.
A day before.
Oh, thank you.
A day
so
before.
They all
my,
share.
Actually, a day before my grandmother's, too. Hers was the 9th, August 9th.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's pretty fucking close, but
it's close.
Yeah.
It is close.
Cry about it.
Close only comes.
Get on your knees and cry. Okay, no, I'm just saying. I just don't understand. Like, you know, like I like.
Sorry to do that to your ears, guys.
I would like to have a summer birthday myself because I feel like it's easier to celebrate.
Yeah,
it is.
Winter birthdays are hard because you get dragged to a bowling alley when there's somebody that you don't like and they don't like you,
and then you get plowed
and then you gotta fucking leave.
Yeah,
or unless you own like a freaking big ass mansion, and then you fucking just like, hey, we're having a big ass party.
Like, hey, my house is the new Caribbean Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
Royal Caribbean Royal Rumble.
That's your house.
It's got a fireplace. It got a log cabin and everything. We're
that
good.
That is your house.
I want to see it. I want to fucking see it.
I want to see it.
Royal Caribbean.
Pixar didn't happen.
Royal Caribbean. Royal Rumble. And instead of getting thrown over the top rope, you get thrown off the fucking ship.
You have 12,000 people.
It's for the title.
It is for the title. 12,000 people, one title.
At night, so it's nothing but pure
this
darkness.
Is some pirate
which is funny
there.
Because it's that's what Hawk night. Said. He
the
goes
whole
looking.
Ship has no power.
None. He says looking into the
there's food resources.
Out into pure darkness at night is another type of scary. And it's true. It's
yeah,
facts.
Out at water.
But
at night.
Saw,
yeah.
But what if he saw that glowing algae at night as the ship went by?
You'd probably go down there and use it for lube.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Fuck a sea turtle?
Fuck a sea turtle, dude.
Fuck a sea turtle.
Sea turtle. Or a fucking sea dragon.
No, blowfish.
Yeah, it's in its name.
Yeah.
Or.
I mean, really toxic.
Has anybody seen Strange Wilderness?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they're like, oh, natural, and the armpits and leg hair or something like that? Is it the
what
one
kind of porn are you watching?
Harold? What porn are you
I'm
watching?
Trying to remember what the fuck movie that was.
Strange Wilderness is when they accidentally kill Bigfoot.
Yeah. They go on like this huge nature adventure.
Yeah, that's got to be the same fucking movie. And they see those girls in the wild and they're all like fucking, they're like, oh, all natural or whatever. And fucking.
No.
What movie is that? Okay, what the
You're
fuck?
Thinking of Without a Paddle.
Ah, yes, that's the one. God.
I barely that's what knew what the hell you were talking about, but I actually knew what you were talking about.
He knew
about.
What I was talking about. He knew it.
That's a funny movie, too.
That's a funny movie.
But Without a Paddle,
that's
with
Seth
a
Green,
movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Green is in Seth, that movie. Yeah. Without a Paddle. That's a fucking funny movie, man.
It is a funny
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
I haven't seen it like since the movie theaters, so it came out.
But the movie that I just said, that I just forgot about, and I forgot what I was talking about, but I'm going to continue talking like I know what I'm talking about.
Strange Wilderness.
Strange Wilderness. God damn it.
Stranger Things.
New season coming.
Yeah, it's a comment. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Oh, no.
No, talking about new shows. Let's talk about Fiona and Cake.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Funny. I was going to wear my Adventure Time shit, but all my Adventure Time t-shirts were fucking dirty.
He had to settle today with the M-Bomb Effect merch. Oh,
yeah, gosh. So I put the hat on, I put the shirt on, I give a fuck.
You can grab that at the M-Bomb Effect. That'd be hard to let go.
I still have the first shirt that we ever
That's well, I lost my wristband again.
Don't worry, I got more.
She still has hers. I can always jack
I lost
hers,
mine, too.
I have my beanie.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the beanie.
Yeah, they're comfy as fuck.
Yeah,
they are.
They are.
I love our suppliers. They're great. And
no, these people who make our products, and I'm saying, like, these are really good quality. It's like, it's not cheap.
No.
It's not like some thin material or some shit. Like, this beanie.
Mbob.com.
It's a beanie. Fucking warm. This shirt feels like a legit shirt. The hoodies feel like legit hoodies. Like, you know, like.
Yes.
I'm sorry, like, yeah, you spend a pretty buck.
Mbomb.com.
The quality is there, folks. The quality is there.
What?
No.
Mbomb.com.
No.
Well, the Mbomb.com or whatever.
No.
What is that?
Try again.
MK.com.
Are you kidding me? You've been on this show. You've been on this show.
I forgot the link.
No. The MBombEffect.com or the MBombEffect.BigCartel.com.
BigCartel.
I was trying to help you guys sell. You need to say that.
Well, you're terrible at it. You
I post more on TikTok. Also.
Next time you knock on someone's door, they're probably going to boot you off their step.
Yeah,
and they're not going to like,
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here, Orange Cassidy. Go back to AEW.
Listen, I can't.
Yeah, we're done with you, Orange Cassidy. We want Dashman back.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Security,
go
come
over
get
there.
Him.
We want Dashman back.
Yeah. Crowd, audience, how do you feel about
done
this
with
guy?
Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, they don't like
fucking
him.
Fucking hate him.
Just like they're done with Ed Hardy.
Toxic piece
no,
of shit.
Jeff Hardy.
Rick Calvin
didn't even
function.
Play footsie with me under the table.
Oh. Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, Dashman! Woo! Dashman's back! Yeah, he's back in the house. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Wow. It's almost like we can't tell the two apart.
I know.
There it is.
How was it in the corner over there?
You've been there for how long? Like an hour and a half?
Footsies. My legs are too short.
I think he took a shit over there.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought I smelled something rancid in here.
Sorry.
Did that, like, ring?
It did ring.
There was a little ringing. There was a ring effect out there.
But sorry about that.
Everything, everything at once just...
Wow!
One up.
God damn. I got to give you an update, though. Tailorship Business. This is a woman we talked about.
Yes.
We talked about her
too.
About what, 2 months ago now?
Yeah.
It is official. She has finally been sentenced life without parole. Yep. The judge was actually very, very I guess you could say, empathetic to a point, but also laid down the law stating she's not to be pretty much trusted in public, which I absolutely agree upon.
Definitely a flight risk.
Dude, she did this. Like, there was no warning that she did.
You watched the trial.
I was
after
following
she killed that boy.
Yep.
And then what? How did she act in the trial?
She was smiling. She acted confused. Her eyes were like, it just, let's put it this way. Then she attacked her first lawyer.
Oh, yes, that's right.
She's going to appeal.
She can, yeah, good luck.
You can't
good
appeal,
fucking luck.
You can't appeal that.
Good luck. You killed this You're poor guy.
Gonna, no, you decapitated him and his mother found his head in a bucket.
And you did stupid, terrible things. You desecrated his dead body.
Mr. Bucket put his head in his
mouth. Oh, my God. So, but no.
Sorry.
I didn't hear about this. What the hell?
Wait, we talked about this on the show.
Bro.
He may not have been here.
He might not have been here.
No. Were you not been here?
No.
Here?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. Well, I know Cape Fear Butcher was here with us.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's right. Yep.
Oh, I'm so she's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
The female Jeffrey Dahmer.
Basically.
They're calling her.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah. She had like a spit anti-spit mask on because they didn't want her to spit on people.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, shit. She was a Jets fan.
What's her count?
She was a Jets fan.
Oh, wait, no, Green Bay.
Yeah. Do they know what she actually done?
Yeah, she fucking decapitated her boyfriend.
That wasn't her boyfriend. That was
so. Okay, so here's
what
here's
about her other victims.
The story was, though, they did date in high school, but they were actually
Fox News
staying together. I don't know.
Fuck you, Fox.
Technically, it was her boyfriend, I guess you could say. They rekindled the relationship from the high school days.
Meth-fueled beheading of her lover.
The judge actually said he did not believe or see the evidence of her actually doing this because of drugs. He said that it probably didn't help any that she was on meth and all that stuff, but he pretty much determined that she's pretty much
premeditated.
Well, not premeditated, but this is solely based off of her actions alone and not just the drugs. So he's basically saying that she's not trustworthy at all.
Yeah, she decapitated him and sexually assaulted him after he was dead.
Yeah. Like, that's disgusting, dude.
So,
what are you doing? And now I feel bad for the kid, like the son. And that father of hers is like, oh, the society failed her. The system failed her. It's like, and the judge is like, listen, first of all, look at your family. I mean, the dad's incarcerated. Her mom's, I think, dead. The brother was incarcerated or something like that. Everybody in her family is either incarcerated or dead. And I'm sorry, but like she made her own choices here.
That's a litter that needs to be.
I'm just hoping that the kid that she, I'm hoping her son doesn't fall into the same hole that she fell into. It's just sad because, you know, it's just this kid has nothing to do with
she
it.
She had kids.
She had one son. Yes. Very young. He's like two, maybe a year old.
That guy.
I don't know. It's sad. It's
keep
fucking
an
sad.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Life plus them.
Give him
an
lots of love and lots
months.
Of therapy.
Could you imagine though? She's 25 years old. She just pissed away her life for what? Because you wanted to be a grotesque, sadistic 25? Psychopath.
25.
25. She did this when she was like 24.
Dude, she looks older than that.
Oh yeah, the drugs, man.
Oh
she
yeah,
looks,
the drugs that she takes. Oh
well,
looks
yeah,
way older.
Drugs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She looks like she's in her 50s.
Yeah, she looks like she's 110 years old. She looks like Mr. God. She looks like Mr. House in New Vegas.
So yeah, she got the life sentence, and then an additional 7 years.
Yes.
So life plus 7 years.
What does that even mean?
I know, I don't understand. Yeah. I like when they do, oh.
Oh, no, 10. Life plus 10.
Oh, that's going to make a difference.
I'm already in here for life, so.
How long is a life sentence?
100 million.
Until they're dead.
So you have to live a little longer after you're dead. They bring you back to life.
They give you the electric chair, and then they tell you they just served like 10 years.
All right, get the AEDs out. Get her back to life. She's 110 years old. That's a way, you know, just gotta screw your sentence.
There was an rejuvenation program where.
Where's this going?
I know. I'm going somewhere.
You're going places.
So, if you were committed of a crime, you would be put to death.
Yep. Yeah.
And then brought back to life.
Resuscitated.
Resuscitated.
Masturbated. Life. Resuscitated.
Unless
you'd be put to death for about 3 to 5 minutes. And then you'd be resuscitated.
I don't know if you could. I don't think your brain can last that long.
Well, 3 minutes max.
No, I don't think your brain can last.
Yes, it can.
No.
No, because at 4 minutes,
I think 3 minutes is the max.
I don't know.
Four minutes is probably pushing it. But you're 3 minutes, you'd be dead and you'd be resuscitated.
I just don't know.
You served your penalty. And you get a taste of what's on the other side.
No, funny you mention that, because there was a guy who survived his death sentence and then was immediately released because he carried out the sentence. He was killed.
Is that serious? That's crazy, man.
Oh my god.
Could you imagine? Damn.
He's probably fucked up.
Yeah, probably.
His probably dick don't work.
Yeah. Dick, Doc, the Dash, and Dick.
Dick and Dash, because your dick stays where you're at.
What?
He's one of only two people currently alive who have survived an execution procedure in the United States.
Jesus fuck.
So
is that by electric chair or gunfire?
Lethal injection.
The gunfire can fail.
Lethal injection.
I think that's how they do it. I think they should do electric chair.
They don't
again.
Do live fire anymore?
No, they stop that.
They don't do fire squad.
They're like, oh no.
I mean, you could probably make a request.
How's that inhumane if you want?
How's it not inhumane?
Some states still do it. Right. New York does not.
Which I think is terrible.
Yeah.
I think some people really need it. I'm sorry, but like, there comes a point where people should just not be alive anymore, especially when you do something that she did. That should have been automatically death penalty.
But what if they get the death penalty but survive? It should happen like right in court, too.
Then
right when you get your sentence,
get them again.
You should die right in court.
They should just do it right there.
The security guard walks up behind you, has a gun, just like...
No, the first
one...
She's
like waiting for the gavel to go down, like, and you're sentenced to death. Oh, what?
It's instantaneous. Death.
You don't even get your last meal.
Nope.
Which is really famous. Like, hearing some last meal requests by some, like, killers and shit are, like, really crazy.
You don't even get to delete your browser
history. It sounds, like, really good. Like, even I want to order what they had.
Yeah.
Convicted 16-year-old sentenced to death was the first surviving member of a U.S. execution.
16-year-old?
Well, that's
was
pretty
the
funny.
First one?
Survived the electric chair.
What? How?
What year?
This was back in the fucking 1920s.
Jesus.
30s, probably.
Well, obviously, the chair wasn't at maximum capacity.
That's going to be one of his intro lines.
Fuck you.
That should be his intro line.
I have way better fucking lines on this show.
That's the one.
I have way better fucking lines on this show.
Hey, speak for yourself, okay? I can't.
Fuck you. You got more soundboard than I do.
You got more soundboard.
I've come up with more snappier shit than you.
Snappier.
Listen, my shit is terrible. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You better make sure she comes. I will tell my son this.
I got three.
You better make sure she comes. Don't just fuck like an animal.
I have one.
You have one?
One.
I have three.
My intro.
Dashman has like 10.
I only have one too. This is the intro.
I got lots.
I know. We have to
go back and you watch my shit. I got some snappy shit.
We gotta get through it. Who's gonna comb through it all? Austin, you gonna comb through it all, man?
Yeah, Austin's gonna do it. He's got
always.
No,
always
I mean you're gonna through. Hey, come on, man, comb through it.
Oh, I'll give you the comb.
Go through all the episodes we've done in the last 4 years.
Comb out the crabs.
What?
The crabs.
You get a tiny comb. You comb out the crabs.
You get to the crabs.
Get to the crabs.
Get to the crabs.
I got to say, APB is definitely out.
The APB!
Post bullet.
Oh, shit!
This is the APB, all post bulletin, where we, because I know it was mouth sounds, but I knew what he was trying to go for. And I like how it cut out too.
For copyright.
Yes. This is where we dive into some social media, and mostly it's Reddit, because that's what's ever fucked up on there. So
fucking Reddit.
Okay, so,
what is it?
All right, let's get to it.
Oh, we can't find it.
Oh, it's right here. It says, in households where there's only one room, does that mean that people are having sex with the rest of the family around? This is honestly a pretty stupid question, because the answer seems both obvious and kind of unavoidable. But I've always had a hard time accepting it, and I'm wondering if there's anything I've missed. I mean, one room housing is the norm for a significant part of the world. It was the default for most of history, too. The so-called great houses of Middle Ages Europe, for example. Heck, the nobles even often slept with their servants in the same room. But, like, those families are obviously growing, and that obviously means sex. But that's kind of awful. Maybe I'm just spoiled by the privacy available in the modern world, but I just can't picture it. Oh, you're curious about what mom's doing. Oh, little Timmy. Well, that there's called a blowjob. She's not the best at it, but it gets the job done. I remember watching your grandmother give BJs. Now that was amazing to see. I'm sure you'll get there someday, honey. Like, am I missing something? Thanks in advance. What do you boys think?
Am There's so many levels to go
and
on.
And there about. Is when my ass clapped. What the fuck is
Wait,
this
what?
Shit?
What?
Is
your ass clapped about that? Enjoyment or terrifying?
No, that's just terrifying. Like, what the fuck
okay,
happened?
Okay, your ass, like, quivered and
My asshole, like, puckered up, man.
He quivered.
Wait, how does
His
it
ass
end?
Puckered and quivered and
How does that work?
Okay, I'm so fucking confused about that entire sentence. Like, literally, like, what the fuck is he asking?
Okay, so where are they living? Is this America?
Is this, like, is this the Amish country?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to go about this one.
I'm guessing, well, it says, I'm going to say they're asking about modern day today. Like, what's going on right now? Like, today.
Probably in the bedroom.
One room housing is the norm for a significant part of the world.
Like, if a house only has one room and multiple family members, the what? Parents are having
it's
sex.
It's a small-ass house.
Yeah.
But I would say,
are
like...
the parents engaging in sexual activity in front of everybody?
Okay, so are they talking one room at all or one bedroom?
Studio?
Basically.
That's a studio, right?
A studio at least has a bathroom, though, which is another room.
Why don't you just go in the bathroom and do it, then?
I don't know. Maybe the bathroom is part of that one room.
Oh, yeah,
excuse
that's true.
Me. I'm sorry.
Like a prison
Where
cell.
Is there... oh, my God. I'm
There's
trying
no
to,
context on where they are.
Okay, I'm trying... No, just give me a picture of what a one-room housing looks like. You have bed, kitchen, bath, living room, and all one room?
Yeah, all of it. One room.
One room.
No doors, no archways, nothing. Just one open space.
All right, let me see if I can find this. That's one bedroom.
Yeah, that
has
no,
doors.
That's one bedroom. That's not one room.
I know, it's not. Boy. I'm trying to find.
I think
or
that.
It's a housing that has just one other room.
I'm really trying to. Yeah, see, there's multiple rooms. One bedroom. Okay.
Living room, kitchen,
Look up
and
just
at least
like
one bedroom.
Like just one studio.
Studio housing?
Studio, yeah, housing. Studio
housing. Apartment?
Yeah. Sure, yeah, I guess. Because that's there's no studio housing. It's just studio. Apartment.
Okay, so like here's an example right here that I'm seeing. It's studio, but the bathroom's closed off.
The bathroom's the only thing that's closed off.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the bathroom and like...
Then you fuck in the bathroom.
And
you don't have to...
Everything else is exposed.
Yeah, you don't have to share it with your family.
Or in the laundry room.
So what
I
are
need,
they talking
I need
about?
To know what one housing... What room one room housing looks like.
Yeah, I'm a little confused now.
Because if it's the bathroom section off, then you should be able to fuck
it. It's basically just a fully open place. Like no doors or anything. Look up houses
even the
with no rooms.
Even the bathroom.
All right,
look up no rooms.
The bathroom has no door.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing. Just open space.
This sounds like a European kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think this is an American thing.
Yeah, it's it's definitely not American. Yeah, this is definitely not a European thing.
All right, let's scroll.
It's definitely a European thing.
Yeah, let's go to one room house.
There's never I've never seen a bathroom that was like closed off.
Yeah, it would be like tiny living, I guess.
I mean,
it'd be almost like tiny living.
I mean, like they have tiny houses and stuff.
Yeah, but who fucking
that's
like
one room?
Yeah, that's
but again though, there's a door there.
Then again, the bathroom is still.
It's still a door. So, I mean, what is this? What
bathroom?
Is this fucking, that little fucking shack looks fancier than my house.
I know there's like a huge influx of like tiny homes, van life and all that stuff, but
it's usually, yeah, the bathroom is usually always sealed off.
But I'm not thinking that this person's talking about this. I don't really think that's what they're talking about. I think they're talking about like...
I don't understand what they're talking about. One room.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, we're not getting a good example.
No, this is not
actually living in.
Not what I like. So I'm not exactly sure.
It's fucked.
It's fucked by beyond belief. Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
So
it
basically,
just like
imagine.
Bathroom.
Yeah, just imagine like one room house. No, yeah, bathroom's out in the open.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything's in the open. No. Yeah. Nothing.
Bathroom is never
space.
Out.
Bathroom
is never out in the open. Like not even in Europe.
No, I'm not taking a shit.
Like who literally is going to like just like
prison.
Hey, this is my room. I'm gonna take a shit where everyone can watch me take a shit.
Go to prison, Austin. That's exactly what they do.
Go to prison,
they look
bro.
Up fucking jail cells. Like
jail cells.
Maybe it is a jail cell. Maybe it's a jail for family.
Yeah, jail for family.
Family jail. You family all go to jail at once because you all committed the crime together.
Yeah.
You all killed grandma. Well, so now you all go
I mean,
to jail.
Technically, yeah, Taylor's business's family is all in jail pretty much, so do you think that's what's going to happen?
Maybe.
What's happening on this show?
I don't know. I
fucking fell apart.
Yeah, we don't know where we are anymore.
No, we've lost our way, boys. You know? Huh? It's because Andrea's not here. She's the voice of reasoning.
No,
this.
She's not.
Yeah.
No.
Bop, bop, bop.
That's not good for the headphones, bud.
No. Yeah, it hurts her headphones.
Hurts your cock, too.
Breaks the microphone.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Well, you better care.
He's got four.
Take everything that you have and own and shove it.
Go to hell.
What the fuck is your...
It just cuts out.
The Velociraptor.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Get back outside!
Erectile dysfunction.
I love that.
Oh, so it just gets better and better every time.
What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck outside.
How to piss the good shit out of this.
Tourette's man.
Oh, I missed him.
Oh, fuck.
I know. Miss him. He needs to have his own movie.
He does.
He needs to have his own fucking movie like Jackass.
Tourette's Gale. I mean, hey, it's possible.
If I came into a flow of cash, I would fund Tourette's Guy's movie.
That's good.
I'm a virgin.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm a virgin.
Austin, is that you saying, man?
I'm a virgin.
Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Shove it!
Yikes.
Oh, he's got more than
he's
that.
He's got more. He's
oh, just... fuck you.
You gotta...
Cashman's got more, yeah, man. He's got more than four.
Did I give him the title?
No, not yet.
The title holding of soundboard?
The most sound clips.
Fuck you.
Yes.
There we go.
Uh-oh. That should be it. That should be, yeah.
No.
Awesome.
No, that's not.
I think you got somebody who wants a challenger, man. They're gonna challenge you to
you
see.
You fucking comb through my shit. I got way better shit.
Yeah, Dash man, you gotta comb through it, man.
Comb through it.
Comb tits.
Oh. Challenge me in a game, man. I will beat a game in like any in anything.
You like?
Right.
Oh, you
like okay, no, I shouldn't say
is
that.
Is he challenging Ghost right now for the title?
No, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, no, I think I can't so, dude. That. I can't say that.
Oh no, you're
fighting game. Ghost. He said it.
Fighting game.
Yep, you're all gonna
you're
go on Fallout right,
Mortal Kombat.
He literally brutalized me.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'll do it again.
Today, Junior. Listen, we don't even need the soundboard anymore.
The only thing,
sorry, soundboard, you're fired. Get out.
Get out.
The only thing I'm good at
choice.
Is
yup, you joist the fucking
choice. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Still pulling up the soundboard.
Choice.
There it is.
Choice.
Shots.
The only thing I'm good at is like playing retro games and like I'm good at retro games and like speedrunning. That's all I'm good at.
What do you speedrun?
Oh, like any retro classic games? I mean, I could beat.
Do Mega Man?
Yes.
The expensive one that's like Super Nintendo?
Mario?
Yes.
Luigi's Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Pokemon Yellow?
Donkey Kong Country?
Ooh.
Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Metroid?
Uh-huh.
Can you speedrun through Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Can you? That's a hard one, man.
That's going to take a while,
think,
but.
I don't think you can.
Nah. Yeah,
I don't think especially.
What about Turok?
Ooh, yes.
Which one? N64?
N64.
Oh, I could do. I could do the first one.
I think
easy.
I could speed run through that one.
I could do the first one easy.
I think
first
should,
one's easy. Turok 2. Is,
I think we should put this to the test.
I'm down for retro games. I'm down for speed
we
run.
Got a retro game.
I
think what you should do.
We gotta take some of the classics that we grew up with.
Yes.
And fucking just blast. My,
I think you should all. Okay, so Austin, here's the deal, right? It's called speed run, right?
Yeah.
But we're gonna have one called speed run.
I can
where you
speed
drink
run.
A shit ton of prune juice and eat the most X-lax in the world in the ever possible before and you die, and you gotta yes. beat the game
before you die.
Shit your pants.
Yes.
Oh, that would be a fucking good ass speed run.
But. Jay, less than an hour and a half, someone speed ran Conker's Bed for a day.
Whoa, what?
How much?
1 hour, 21 minutes, and 27 seconds.
What is
so this, it is possible.
What's the speed run record for RE3?
Resident Evil 3, really?
Yes, I think I can do it.
You think so?
Yes, I fucking know that game so good.
Stars. Original?
Yes. Not remastered.
Not Remastered, no.
I want to say it's probably like an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes? Think so?
That's how long it took me for to beat Donkey Kong Country, the first one.
Super Nintendo?
Because, yeah. Once you learn over stuff you can skip,
yeah,
then you don't waste your time. You just go right through.
Yeah, if you know like shortcuts, you know where they are.
What?
What's the speed run?
40 minutes and 35 seconds.
40 what? Minutes?
Come on.
No That's fucking insane. Way.
Were you serious?
How much you wanna... That was done a month ago.
What was the time I texted you guys when I redid the game? I said it was like 3 hours or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And I was like, yeah, I beat the game in like 3 hours.
But
you
said 45 minutes?
45?
No, 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
Jesus.
No, 41. No, 40. Oh, my God. 40 minutes and 35 seconds.
Still a short amount of time.
By someone in Argentina.
All right, Omen, you got to do this, man.
40 minutes to beat Resident Evil 3.
Can you do it?
It'll take a while.
It's going to take...
Do you have to 100% beat it, or you have to, like...
You got
to
beat the game.
You got to beat the game.
Just beat the game, like,
you
straight through.
All the straight through. You got to go straight
yeah,
through.
Yeah, if I could do
How
that,
the
like,
fuck are you doing that in 40 minutes?
I like to watch the cutscenes, though. Mm-mm. Does that See, count?
That's yours? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every second counts.
Every second counts. Like, when you're watching the cutscenes, that counts.
Em. When you're making your choice what to do when Nemesis approaches you?
Skip them.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that's right. They did that in that game.
Yep. The screen goes negative. Yep.
That was a cool thing to do. It was. They took that out.
They did that before Resident Evil 4. Really cool.
They should have carried it on.
They should have, but they didn't.
They should have had decision making.
Yeah.
That was a really fucking cool thing to input into a game. Yeah. Was decision making.
Ooh,
I think they should have took it, but more expanded to a bigger list.
I just thought of another cool speedrun game to play, Castlevania.
Ooh, which one?
Damn.
Any of them.
Simon's Quest?
First one. Fuck off. Second one would be
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes. Crash Bandicoot, Spyro.
Fucking Spyro.
Spyro the Dragon.
I'm sorry. I can't speedrun through Spyro. I have to take my time. I'm sorry. I love just kind of just going through the land and just kind of...
The first one was always my favorite.
I just...
Some will beat Fallout 4 in under an hour.
Get the hell out of here. What?
That's not possible.
How do you do 53 that?
53 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's main story then. That's without the side quests.
It is, but that's just not...
You can't... Can you even do that on Fallout?
With load times removed... 35 minutes.
Oh, damn. Jesus.
No. Count. That's not possible.
If you remove loading screens?
Yeah. No.
35 minutes.
No, it doesn't count.
That's,
because it has statistics like real time versus load remove time.
DJ Primal says, hey.
Hey, DJ Primal. What's up, boy?
Put your hands in the air like you don't care. Say hey. Ho.
Can we all start wearing catheters when we're down here?
We can. I really gotta pee.
All right, we could wrap it up, right?
Yeah.
I do have one bit of news.
Okay.
It has been a while since I've been on.
It's been a long time since
And something pretty significant has happened.
Oh yes. Oh. Let's get to it. Hold on. Before we do that, let me make sure I get the sound effects.
Put the music on because
what kind of music are we doing this?
Happy Gallant music.
I really don't have that on here, man.
We're
working with old stuff here, you know, splashing around. We'll
working
have to
with Joyce. On.
Yeah, Joyce's old cooch.
This is as happy as
what
I can get.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Sounds like fucking Little Mermaid music.
Yeah, basically.
No.
I don't have anything
Come on
right
down
now.
To the ocean, yeah. I am Sebastian D. Crab, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you got crabs?
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Copyright. Here we go.
You motherfucker. Under the sea. Smoke the seaweed. Under the sea.
Oh, my
You bitch-ass motherfucker.
My DJ Primal says, sounds like Yoshi's Story. I guess I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy
shit. I guess I can see that. Yeah.
I can see it.
Yoshi's Cardboard Story.
Cardboard.
Anyways.
All right. Ghost. Anyway.
I got engaged.
Yo, bubba.
Yeah.
Oh,
there it is.
Time, brother. Let me see that ring, boy.
He's got a ring on him right now?
I do.
Wait.
It's not your...
He's taking off his glove.
it was her class ring.
Okay.
So
her class ring. Well, that's so fucking cool.
Right? It's got looks a like nice a nice sapphire in there.
Yeah.
Blue sapphire ring.
Yeah, sapphire action there.
So
well, hey, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's nice.
Everything's happening and it's good. It feels good, you know?
It does feel good.
The world is just...
Dude, things are coming together.
It needs to.
Like. I'm about to make my last payment on my second car.
Yep.
The first guard's dead right now, but it's all right.
Frank in the water.
Little Frankenstein's not
little
having a good time.
Little Frankenstein, but I'm going to get that car up and running again.
No,
don't you worry.
He's really trying for that again.
I know what's wrong with her.
Wait, her?
You've always known what's wrong with her.
Yeah, I know everything she needs.
Frankenstina?
Frankensteina.
Frankengina.
It's whoa.
Frankengina.
Frankengina.
Yeah.
I think Frankensteiner is a wrestling move.
Frankensteiner?
Yeah, the Frankensteiner.
Yeah, he gets badge slammed from the top rope.
Vass. Remember those times?
That's how I go to bed every night.
Remember those times we used to make fucking people we knew on wrestling games, and then that one time the
glitch?
So
we're going to get back at it again, folks, so you just stay tuned for Drunken Buttons. When we remake everybody from our past history and make them fight each other for the title.
And they get rid of AI, like Mortal Kombat.
I just realized the music kind of reminds me of also Mario Party 2.
Yeah, remember Mario? Oh my God, can we do Mario Party on Drunken Buttons?
Yeah, I'd be down.
There's gonna be a fist fight somewhere.
Yes.
In
this. Oh God.
You know that.
Yes, God. Let's fucking do it. I'm down. I'm down for Mario Party.
I can't do it.
What's that?
Can't do it.
Party Mario?
I was never good at it.
Oh,
No. It is so fucking simple. Dude, all of us get fucked over.
Everybody fucking says it's so simple, and every time I fucking play it, the mechanics fucking
It fucks me over, too. Dude, you ain't the only one.
You play with this guy, he's going to kick your fucking ass.
What, Super Smash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll fucking
we'll see about that.
Yeah, my favorite.
Oh, we'll see about that. I hope that Frankengina isn't too rotten to eat out.
I will kick your ass with Samus, bitch. I will kick your ass with Samus. Don't you dare tell
me. It was fucking Pikachu. Leave me alone.
Damn, DJ. What are you doing over there, man? He says, I hope that Frankengina isn't too rotten to eat out. Damn, that's a Halloween story.
No,
right,
it's
there.
Good, man. She's nice and warm.
Nice and cool. Ripe.
Yeah, that car drips.
Ew.
Damn.
That car leaves a snail trail.
Oh.
Oh.
That's what she said.
That is what. Yeah. All right. If you haven't already, go to our YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, smash that bell, like T-Bell, and then go to our Facebook page. Make sure to like, Taco share, Bell. And follow. Yeah.
Follow us everywhere but in real life.
That's
please.
Right.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, she's a talk slut. Talk slut.
Don't forget, you can go shop the gear, the Embalm Effect gear.
The gear.
You can do that at any time. You can do that right now after the show. Let's try to play that graphic one more time.
Graphic.
Support the show. Represent the dirty. TheEmbalmEffect.com or DocBigCartel.com. You can do that either way. And you can grab yourself the brand new Rated M pullover hoodie. That's the one I'm wearing right now. And... yeah, it's really nice and comfortable, and it's got the Rated M label on the back.
Dude, it's got like it's got like some 8-bit graphics on it, dude. It's really
17
cool.
plus. There you go.
It's got like the M rated mature graphics on the back of it. It's got the cool 8-bit graphics on the front. It's got a little dead P-Man on the side.
Oh,
little P-Man.
I ain't gonna say the name.
Oh, copyright.
Copyright. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can grab those online right now. They're there. Get them before they're gone because I can't promise
it's
you.
Nice hoodie.
It is nice hoodie. It's a nice hoodie. It looks good. Feels good. That's what she said. And you can grab one right now and secure yours right now because it might not be on there forever. Items do end.
Like your digital movies.
Yep, that's right. So, but these are physical, so you can get them.
Yes.
And keep them forever.
You can put it to get your body.
Yes. We will be back live next week, September 7th.
October 7th.
October.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, fuck.
October.
God. Oh, take us back. I fucked up already. October 7th, yes.
October.
And we will be back live next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes. Have a great rest of your week. This is the Embalm Effect.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Dashman is glowing.
No, his hand.
Oh, his hand.
His iron hand.
Oh, his Iron Man hand.
Iron Man
hand. It looks like it's glowing.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh my God, he's got a gun!
Oh God! Look at him!
Well, there goes the neighborhood. It's a good thing no one got seriously hurt.
Oh my God!
Whoops, spoke too soon. Don't get too wrecked. See you on the next one.
the M-bomb effect.